Huskies Drive Time continuing here on Mix 93 WKMJ, and everybody's happy about a little bit of snow, and Joe is even happier than you are. Trust me. Joe Hagemiller, head coach of the men's and women's Nordic ski teams, with us. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, Dirk. I think we might have made it through whatever we call that weather we had yesterday.
Rain?
Yeah, it was heavy rain, hey?
Yeah.
How does
at times, fog, gray, ugly.
Well, is this snow going to be enough, Joe?
Well, if it keeps going all day, it'll probably... I think we were okay even if we didn't get any snow, but it would have taken some work shoving some snow off the side of the trail, but hopefully this will freshen things right back up for us.
Well, a home weekend coming up with the pre-U.S. Nationals. Talk about what we got going on this weekend, Joe.
Well, this weekend we've got, like you say, we've got a preview of the U.S. National courses. On Saturday we have sprint racing, and we'll be going from 9:30 in the morning all the way through to probably around 5 o'clock with different sprint heats. We have a lot of different age groups out there because this is also a junior national qualifier. And we should have some younger kids racing as well, some elementary and middle school, right up through the big dog seniors.
How many races are we talking about? How many heats, and what constitutes a sprint?
Well, the sprint is going to be anywhere between 800 meters and 1500 meters, depending on your age group. You'll do a qualifying round in the morning, and then if you qualify fast enough, you'll move on to quarterfinal heats, and then semifinal heats, and then final heats.
And the
heats turn into a knockout round then.
Are those all mass starts then?
The heats will be mass start. The qualifying is individual start.
All right. And then another full day of racing on Sunday, right?
Yes. And on Sunday we have mass start classic distance races. So we'll have races starting at 10 and then kind of going off roughly an hour with just different classes, different genders and whatnot. We'll be done sometime around 4:30.
So a lot of athletes going to be here this weekend, kind of the tune-ups on the course for U.S. Nationals, which at this point, Joe, is not a long time away. U.S. Nationals, we've been talking about this for a couple years now, and it's finally just a few weeks away. January 2nd, I think, what, athletes will be coming in and training on the course?
That's right. From this Sunday, we'll be 2 weeks away from the first race. I think athletes will probably be rolling in any time after Christmas. Hopefully we get a little bit more snow between now and then, and we're in great shape with snow. Otherwise, I know our trails crew will do a great job working on farming snow from the snowbanks we see around town, I guess.
And I know they're still looking for volunteers, I think, for both this weekend and for the U.S. Nationals, right?
That is correct, and if you go to, I forgot the website. I think it's skinationals.com, but I'm not 100% sure.
You can go to our website, I think, Joe, to the Nordic Skiing page, and there's a logo for the U.S. Nationals there. If you click there, I think that'll take you to the right page to volunteer.
Yes. Super. Thanks for having my back, Wes.
That's what I'm for here, Joe. I don't have a ton of time. You got a final to administer here, but just talk about where the team's at right now and what you're expecting this weekend.
Well, with finals this week, I hope that we are getting all the stress out of our system and are able to relax a little bit and be ready to race next week. Where we're at right now is we've got a little bit of work to do before we get to January, but with our training, we really want to make sure we're racing our best January, February, and March. So, this past weekend, I felt like we were a little behind our competitors, but this is a time for us to be behind. We want to be
right,
competing with them at our best January, February, and March. So we're looking... Really, the big focus for us coming up here in the near future, we'd like to do well this weekend, but our big focus will be the U.S. Nationals and then moving on from there.
All right, Joe. Well, we appreciate your time. I know you got to go, but thanks for being with us here today, and good luck this weekend.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Joe Hagemiller, head coach of the Nordic Skiing Teams over at Michigan Tech, and that is Huskies Drive Time. By the way, A hockey team ranked fifth in the nation this week in the polls after the split against UMD.
And our very next competition will be the 50th annual GLI, Dirk, down at Joe Louis Arena. If anybody's thinking about going, we still have tickets available. Call the Central Ticket Office, 487-2073 for those. And I think general admission tickets are just $10, so it's it's not, you know, you think, oh, Detroit, Joe Louis Arena, it's going to be a man, it's going to be expensive, but yeah, you can get in for pretty cheap. Heck, you can get in general admission to the Joe for cheaper than general admission when we give those out at our games. So obviously you're a little farther away from the action being GA at the Joe, but yeah, so looking forward to that. It's going to be a great time. Ferris State, the invitational team this year, and Huskies will be playing Michigan once again, and I think they might have some players playing at the World Juniors as well.
It's very likely. They have five trying out. So, I don't remember us ever going into this. I know we have, but in my time here, recent history, going into this tournament likely favored.
I would say we're the clear favorite at this point, yeah. So it's cool. Obviously, very, very awesome for Michigan Tech fans. I know, you know, Randy Hannon's been getting a lot of requests for tickets, and so has Suzanne and everybody else, which is awesome. I mean, this is our tournament. It's fun to go in as the favorite, and hopefully we can play up to par.
And something to keep in mind, some people might say, oh, big deal, but, you know, there's only a couple more GLIs at Joe Louis Arena left.
Yeah, that's true.
And before they have the new stadium. So something to keep in mind if you've never been there. So, yeah. So anyway, that's Huskies Drive Time West. Have a happy drive over to Parkside.
Yeah, and this is our last drive time until the new year, I believe. I think we figured that out. So
Merry Christmas
Merry
to your
Christmas,
family.
Yeah, to you and to everyone out there. And keep supporting the Huskies. Looking forward to being back at home in early January for all of our spectator sports.
Sounds good.